So let's take another look at this now, because I want to focus in on an article that has been written by Viewfinder this week and published by Ground Up as well, looking at how the police protect the killers within its ranks. Every year, police in South Africa kill hundreds of people and are accused of brutalizing thousands more. So this new investigation by Viewfinder revealing that the killings and brutality are enabled by police management's reluctance to discipline officers accused of wrongdoing in these cases. A really important story this week about how the police are protecting their own. Danielle Knutzer is Viewfinder editor joining us now. Danielle, thank you for your time today. What did you find during your investigations?
Mandy, thank you so much for having me, and hi to the listeners. This is actually the culmination of around two years of study and investigation of the police oversight system in South Africa. And what we found was that though it is contingent on investigations by our watchdog agency in the IPID, it really depends very much on the mettle with which police disciplinary and departmental processes take these cases and disciplinary investigative findings and disciplinary recommendations of the watchdog forward in vigorous prosecutions and departmental hearings to secure convictions, and then to mete out appropriate sanctions to disincentivize particularly cases of misconduct, including violence and sometimes unlawful use of force resulting in death. What we found is that indeed is not happening, that there's a systemic reluctance within the police service to enact and initiate and enforce these disciplinary recommendations from the police watchdog. And the consequence of that, of course, is that police officers, not only with accusations against their names, but where investigations have actually been completed and findings have been made, are left largely scot-free. They often are acquitted in very opaque disciplinary hearings which happen behind closed doors and have no real oversight of them. And if they are convicted, the sanctions that are meted out are often so low that they amount to little more than a slap on the wrist. This means, of course, that sanctions include things like fines, verbal warnings, which are struck from officers' files within a matter of months, and that essentially they recycled back onto the streets to become, as we've shown in this investigation, scourges on the communities that they are meant to be serving.
Well, Danielle, this is a really, really important investigation. As you say, it's taken 2 years. You've gone to thousands of police stations. You've looked at all of that raw data as well. And a very important article. So just a taste there of what this article is about from Danielle Knutzer, the Viewfinder editor. Go have a look at Viewfinder. Go have a look at Ground Up, because this is absolutely crucial. We need to hold our police to account and really setting out here how the police are protecting the killers within their own ranks.